Tonight, a group of anti-conservationists is convening in Duluth for a banquet. A group of frustrated taxpayers called FIGHT have invited in a speaker who will be talking about an anti-ecological concept that he ironically calls wise use. Proponents of this philosophy believe that every natural resource is here for human consumption and that it's wrong to reserve any public land for wilderness or close it off to logging, recreational vehicles, or other heavy human use when people could be profiting from it. I read an article about them in the Duluth News Tribune yesterday and have been wondering ever since how exactly one uses a hummingbird or a chickadee. Their meat does taste wonderful if you can trust in the gustatory tastes of sharp-shinned hawks and merlins, but I don't care to try it myself. Both these species do well in most kinds of forest types at most stages of succession, particularly when people offer supplemental food. So chickadees and hummingbirds would both endure even if we clear-cut more of our forests than we already are. But some kinds of birds require large stands of mature forests, and so far environmentalists have been successfully protecting them, too. The Minnesota DNR has done a tremendous job of balancing the demands of environmentalists on the one hand and people who harvest forests for their livelihood on the other hand. Neither side is ever completely satisfied, but overall I think we've done a pretty good job in the Northland of providing wilderness and forests for harvest. But now fanatical anti-environmentalists are going way beyond ridiculing as tree huggers those of us who would preserve some natural places in a wild, unmanaged, and natural state. They now claim we're followers of some ecological religion. Over the years, I've heard so many proponents of more liberal logging and hunting quoting the biblical line about taking dominion over all the earth that I wonder where religion really fits in here. The truth is, the DNR and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have done their best overall to protect state and federal lands for the long term, based on the best available research. On every side, they are pressured to protect one special interest or another, and they are limited by what is known about ecology at any given time. It was common knowledge less than two decades ago that yew plants were a useless weed that could be chopped down and burned with impunity. Now people know that a product of yews called Taxol is one of the only effective means of fighting ovarian cancer. Our knowledge is always limited, and we've already proven ourselves to be capable, even within the technological constraints of the 19th century, of destroying the most abundant bird species on the planet, the passenger pigeon. So it is prudent, not selfish or religious, to protect some large pockets of nature from management and harvesting. There are so many little cogs in the natural mechanism, things like Blackburnian warblers and sedge wrens and American bitterns and LeConte sparrows that I'll bet most so-called wise use proponents have never even heard of and would dismiss as undeserving of protection if they want to chomp down or trample their habitat. More and more I get frustrated with narrow groups like this refusing to see that the United States is made up of close to 300 million people now. That is probably just too many. We're starting to exhibit some of the pathologies that wild species do when they get overcrowded. But I haven't heard anyone volunteering to leave to make room for the others. At the same time that we're putting more and more pressure on natural resources to provide enough food and paper and wood for this burgeoning population, we need to ensure that there will be enough of these resources for our children and grandchildren, and for their children and grandchildren. Groups like FIGHT, who close their minds to the reality of nature and the needs of the many and the needs of our children, will try to grab as much as they can from what rightly belongs to all of us. We have to see this philosophy for what it really is, the religion of short-sighted greed. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.